What do you call the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Bawling.
And the sound that a cow makes when it's hungry?
Well, it bawled too.
How about the sound a horse makes when it's hungry?
Oh, whinnying.
And if you have a chicken that you put on the nest, you say this is a what?
That you had put on the nest?
Uh-huh. With a bunch of eggs.
Oh, this is a settler.
Uh-huh. Is that ever called a cluck or a kluk around here?
Not that I know of.
I picked this up in some German areas in this day. Surprised me. Do you have anything special that you may put in a chicken's nest when you're taking the eggs away to keep the chicken coming back to that nest?
We usually just cover one egg. We call it a nest egg.
Nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a regular egg?
Or you can use wooden eggs. I have seen wooden nest eggs.
Grandma Hutter had a glass one.
Oh?
That he used. Or china one, maybe it was. But it wasn't wooden.
Huh. I've heard of people using gourds. One person told me they used a cold cream jar.
No, Grandpa Hutter had. I think they were glass eggs that he used for nest eggs.
Yeah.
They have trouble with a snake stealing eggs from this nest. And a snake stole the eggs and ate the gourd. They put in the cold cream jar and ate the cold cream jar. It got the lid stuck. It poisoned the snake.
Grandpa Hutter was Scotch. My grandfather was.
Oh. Did he settle in this?
No, he came from Iowa. His folks were.
She's a city girl.
Is she really?
No, population Gage down in Ellis County is my home.
Gage?
Mm-hmm.
Population of about 2,000.
Oh.
No,
city girl is something. I was just marveling here. I think, my goodness, there she is, an efficient creature. How did she do that?
No, his folks came to this country just before he was born, I think. Grandpa Hunter's folks.
I guess there was quite a migration down this way. I talked to a lady down by Chickasha who came in from Kansas that same way.
Mm-hmm.
But she came in when she was about 2. And you know, even now, when she's very tired, there's a certain Scotch coloring of her speech.
Well?
It amazed me. I thought, my goodness, have I chosen the wrong person? I thought, no, this is just a good example of that particular thing. Well, back to chickens. What do you call the part of the chicken that is right here in front? Has its
waddles?
The part that you pull apart when you're making a...
Oh, the wishbone.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
Wishbone.
You're a wishboner too, huh?
Wishbone or pullerbone, usually wishbone.
Do you have any special term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
Oh, no. Not particularly.
And in the evening when it's, when the animals get hungry, you say this is what?
It's chore time.
What would you call your cows if you wanted to get them in from your pasture? Or do you just go blow the horn?
Honk the horn's about the most efficient way. I would say, when I'm calling calves, I usually say, Sukkah.
How about horses, if you want to get them in?
Well, I try to whistle to them.
Do you ever call your cows rather than use the horn?
Very seldom.
It's all done the easy way.
Well, I don't feel good.
I talked to a man who bought a new pickup. He got out and he got his cows trained to the horn. I know he was a happy fellow.